On today's episode, we will be talking about the peace of God and how God's peace is different from the world's peace. Welcome to Authentic Ministries Podcast. Hi, my name is Tawana Fredenberg, and I'm here with you today with a guest on our show, Pastor Jason Allen Fredenberg from Authentic Ministries. I'm sorry, from Authentic Church. The names are similar, but it is different. Authentic Church. So we want to welcome you today. Welcome, Pastor Jason.
God bless you.
Today we're talking about our passages coming from Philippians 4, 6, and 7. And it says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. What does that passage mean to you, Pastor?
Well, I mean, I think that it's pretty straightforward as far as the text is concerned. I mean, it tells us that he'll give us peace that surpasses all of our understanding. It's a peace that just doesn't make sense. And you can be in the middle of a storm. If you remember, when the disciples were on the boat with Jesus, and Jesus was asleep, and the storm was raging all around them, Jesus was sleeping. Jesus had a peace that surpassed the disciples' understanding. And therefore, he's sleeping comfortably. But because the disciples were panicking so bad, they woke Jesus up, and he said, basically he told the storm to cease and question the disciples' trust in him. And, that it just shows us that when we fully trust our Father, we fully trust Christ, and rely on him wholeheartedly, that no matter what is raging around us, we find peace in him, peace in his word, peace in the spirit. And a lot of people can look at us and say, well, I don't know how you're doing it. I don't know how you're making it. I don't know how you're staying in your right mind. But somehow you're doing it. And this is that scripture that is the peace that surpasses every person's understanding. Our understandings are limited. Sometimes they're limited by our experiences. But at the end of the day, it's Christ. Because Christ is limitless. And there's nothing that limits him. And if we fully trust and rely on him, we'll understand that we can have peace in the midst of terrible situations.
Amen. Amen. I see that. I agree with that. I can imagine how difficult that can be, even in my life, having some circumstances, going through some things, just, oh my goodness, thinking, how am I going to make it through this circumstance? But just having that faith in God and trusting that God has your life in his hands and that he's in control, it does. It gives you a peace that where you can lay your head down at night and be able to sleep. And the disciples on that boat, they were kind of nervous. That was new to them. It was something new. They were nervous. And when Jesus got up, he was able to speak to that storm. And they were just like, wow. I think they were amazed at that. But here it talks about, how in that passage, I can see how God doesn't want us to really worry about anything. And the more we worry about stuff, we should pray about it. So turn your worrying into praying. And I can see that. I can see how the closer we get to God, the less we will worry. Because if you think about every time you worry about something, you begin to pray. Every time you pray, you're communicating with God. Every time you communicate with him, you're knowing him better. You're knowing him more. You're getting closer to him. You understand? So it's interesting just to see the people that begin to worry and apply that method to their lives to turn their worrying into prayer, how they're able to live in a peace.
Amen.
You know? And then it talks about, now, the another question I have for you is, how is the world's peace different from God's peace? You know, sometime in the world, they talk a lot about positive thinking. And they believe maybe peace is being absent from conflict. But talk a little bit about how different God's peace is from the world's peace.
or sometimes the world sees it based on, you know, what they're trusting. The world sees it basically trusting in themselves. Either they're trusting the strength of the military to keep the country safe and to keep our rights protected. Sometimes they're trusting the politicians to make the right laws and the right decisions for us to secure our futures. But we all know that anytime you put your trust in man, it's flaky.
Right.
It's not stable.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when they put certain policies in place, it can hurt you. As far as it can hurt your finances, it can hurt your investments, it can hurt your Social Security.
Absolutely.
And we also know that in this economy, with over $21 trillion of debt, at the end of the day, we're in trouble, and so there's not much peace in debt. And so, you know, but the world tries to make itself feel better by saying, well, we've done this policy, and we've done this policy, and so we try to rest in our policies.
Right.
And instead of resting in the Word of God, and policies are infallible, but God's Word is infallible.
Amen.
And we've got our trust in the wrong position and in the wrong place.
Amen.
And, you know, the world's peace is different because, again, they're trusting things that they shouldn't be trusting. But God says, you look to the hills, you must come with our help. Our help comes from the Lord. And so our trust needs to not be misplaced, but needs to be placed completely, wholeheartedly in Him. Because He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change.
He doesn't change.
The world system changes.
Yes. And God, He never fails. God can never fail as well. Thank you so much, Pastor Fredenberg, for that. We really enjoyed just hearing from you today. I absolutely agree in that a lot of people will put their trust in their feelings and how they feel today. And social media has a large part in that as well. Those are just highlights on social media. And a lot of people would look at pictures on social media and put their peace in that. You know, look at my photo, I look great, I'm doing these things, I'm doing a great thing. But everything will fail. The only thing that will remain is God's word and our trust in God. And it says real peace comes from knowing that because God is in control, our citizenship in Christ's kingdom is sure, our destiny is set, and we have victory over all sin. So that's where our peace, that's how we develop in our peace, just believing in those things. And that's how true peace begins in Christ. Just believing in those things. That is true peace. No matter what goes on in your life or what you're facing, just knowing that God is in control and believing and trusting in Him. Amen. Thank you so much for joining us today. Authentic Church, 5260 Gilmore Street, Belleville, Michigan. Pastor Jason Allen Fredenberg, once again.
Slight correction to that address, 6250.
Oh, thank you.
Gilmore Street, Belleville, Michigan, 48111.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I apologize for that. See us next time. We will be back for many more episodes. Please continue to listen and be encouraged through these episodes. Have a blessed day.